President Bush acknowledged today that part of the message sent by voters is that they are unhappy about the lack of progress in Iraq. We asked people in some places with hotly contested races what they think the message is.
I am Phil Lieberman. I live in Evansville, Indiana. I think the message was that the Republican voters are dissatisfied with the Republican Party.
My name is Anthony Adams. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I really don't think that there was a message as far as it's more just a vote for change because people are just tired of seeing the same old thing.
I'm Mike Hartley in Nashville, Tennessee. My opinion is it's anti-Bush. I think that's the primary message.
My name is Jennifer Woods. I think that there's not so much they're ready for change. I think that they're ready for some stability.
My name's Tim Paradise. I live in St. Paul. I think it sends a message that top policymakers have to actually listen to people and rethink what they're doing.
Amy Johnson, St. Paul, Minnesota. Rumsfeld just resigned, so it's being taken to heart, certainly by his cabinet members, and I'm curious to see what happens with maybe some of the fallout there to get him to work a little more bipartisan. So that'll be interesting.
People in St. Paul, Minnesota, Nashville, Tennessee, and Evansville, Indiana, talking about the message they think was sent by voters in yesterday's election. And you can catch up on all the results and analysis of what's to come at our website, npr.org.